Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about insomnia. Now, before I get into it, I've got a little plea, and that is to vote for me, if you like what you're listening to, for the Listener's Choice Award at the British Podcast Awards. There's a link in the show notes. Just search up Saving Lives in Slow Motion and vote. That would be amazing, just for recognition that I'm doing something that's vaguely worthwhile and hopefully helping some people. Anyway, on with this episode. Insomnia. How common is that? Again, something that most of us, a little bit like feeling tired, get from time to time. I had it recently where I just couldn't sleep all night. No rhyme or reason. But some people suffer with it on a prolonged basis and they just have poor quality sleep. And as we know, sleep is rather important for our biological functions. So what is insomnia? Why does it occur? And how can we try and make things better? Now, some people listening to this will have tried everything. And actually, me personally, I've learned quite a lot from Stephanie Romaszewski's work. And I will post a link to her website and you'll see what she does as a sleep expert. And certainly my lens as a GP, I see it quite a lot as part of other presentations. So if someone comes in because they're depressed, often they're not sleeping well as part of their depression. So I'm just going to start with some real basics. Now, I've got an episode on circadian rhythm, which is worth listening to because that is our body clock. And that is so key when it comes to sleep and quality of sleep. So real basic stuff, which most people know. I'm just going to rapidly cover that. So make sure that you don't have too much caffeine in the day. Make sure that you don't nap during the day if you can avoid it, because then you won't sleep as well at night. Then there's making sure that you don't eat dinner too late, because you won't be able to digest your food very well and that will disrupt your sleep. And there is also a basic tenet around light. Now, this is covered in the circadian rhythm episode. So in the morning, you want to expose yourself to natural light. And this is from, you know, the work of many experts, including Professor Russell Foster. And as it gets dark towards nighttime, you want to limit your exposure to light, including artificial light. So you really want a dark bedroom. Many of you know this already, I know. What about people who struggle to sleep in the longer term, or may have long-term insomnia or chronic insomnia? Because often that group of patients want an answer as to why they can't sleep. And what I've found over the years is there's usually some kind of trigger. So stress can be one, menopause can be one, or pain, you know, if someone's broken their leg or something, you know, that can create this cycle of insomnia. And what's interesting is that it doesn't matter what the cause is, but once that insomnia has set in, it almost just perpetuates itself. And actually, Stephanie Romaszewski says that part of what makes insomnia worse is that worry that you're not going to sleep. And so one of the things that seems to work quite well for longer term insomnia is CBT, or cognitive behavioral therapy. And it's almost like, you know, the body gets into the habit of not sleeping. So I guess what I'm getting at is that although the basics that we kind of know about, you know, caffeine and alcohol, and actually alcohol's an interesting one because a lot of people do medicate themselves to get to sleep by having a drink, but that will just make your sleep even worse. And the reason for that, in terms of biochemistry and physiology, is that in small doses, alcohol is a stimulant, and then if you have a little bit more, it's a nervous system depressant. So yes, it may help you get off to sleep, but as you metabolize it over the next few hours, and then the alcohol reaches that point in the blood where it's a stimulant again, it will wake you up. So it's a short-term fix and not something that's recommended at all. Going back to the long-term insomnia, it's important to try and do these things because they're likely to help. But that thing about the lack of sleep and the insomnia being something that it is a condition in itself almost needs addressing. And that's what needs a cognitive approach, a CBT type approach. Occasionally, I found that there are deeper things going on. People who've had trauma in their childhood and has led to lifelong insomnia, or occasionally genetic predispositions. So there are some genes that code, well, genes code for everything, don't they? But that have been found that mean that certain groups of people need very little sleep, and also that insomnia can be hereditary. And the other thing is, we're all individual. There is no such thing as the perfect night's sleep, and everyone's a bit different. Some of you may have come across chronotypes. I talk about them briefly in my book, The Health Fix. And there are four types. There's bear, lion, wolf, and dolphin. And by and large, they kind of typify whether you're... We used to think of larks and owls, didn't we? You know, whether you're a night owl and you stay, you know, you're more awake at night. And I'm certainly in that category. My brain seems to wake up later in the day, and I'm not so good in the mornings. But we are all different. So a lot of it's a case of finding the right rhythm for you and just making sure that you can function. If you're functioning well, and honestly functioning well, and not tired all the time and not brain fogged and are feeling well, then it doesn't really matter if you're sleeping 5 hours at night or 8 hours at night. It doesn't matter. That's just how much sleep you need to function. And that's what makes this kind of thing difficult to put rules around. I think the one that I have learnt, again from the experts, is about getting to bed at the same time and getting up at the same time. So this concept of a lie-in, there's nothing wrong with a lie-in. I love a lie-in, but actually it's a false economy, because if you lie in bed because you think, well, hey, it's Sunday, I'm just going to lie in late, that affects your sleep cycle negatively. Because if you've got a bad sleep pattern, that will not help to correct it. What you want is to kind of get into some sort of routine if you can. Not easy with modern life. I also get asked quite a lot about supplements, and it's a tricky one. I mean, there are some supplements that mechanistically relax us. So magnesium is a very popular one and does seem to help. It's an inhibitory iron as in ION, and that means that it slows things down, relaxes muscles, you know, and all of that sort of stuff, whereas calcium does the opposite. Having said that, there are papers that show that calcium is important for sleep as well. So getting enough minerals is important for sure. Melatonin's one that comes up again and again, often colloquially known as the hormone of darkness. Actually, in studies, it's not been particularly effective. It's disappointing. So it's better than placebo for helping sleep, but it's not really any kind of miracle cure for insomnia or correcting circadian rhythm. We make it as humans from our pineal gland, but in studies where the pineal gland's been removed, actually the effect on sleep or insomnia, if, for example, people who have paralysis and don't have an active pineal gland, the reasons for insomnia in that group and those with a functioning pineal gland are still very similar. So it's a bit hit and miss. Some people swear by it, but it's certainly not the be-all and end-all. Other supplements, valerian root is very common and often sold by health stores. A lot of people really swear by that. It's interesting, the mechanisms of all these things, because melatonin, just going back to that, is synthesized from tryptophan that then gets converted to serotonin, and then that's methylated and is then converted to melatonin. And with valerian root, the theory is that it works on GABA pathways. So there are lots of neurotransmitter pathways in the brain. GABA is one that is involved in anxiety and sleep. But again, these things are at the kind of downstream end. You know, you want to look at the whole thing for insomnia. It's not something that has a quick fix. I think my favourite clinical story on insomnia, and someone I've probably known for 10 years at least, is about how a change in one thing in your life can actually have such a massive effect on sleep. And this person just did not have the insight to realize that he was just very stressed. And what stress does is it increases cortisol. And stress in itself can disrupt sleep. Literally, you lose sleep over things, don't you? And he left his job, has moved to a new role, and lo and behold, after 3 or 4 months, his sleep has gone back to normal after for the first time in 10 years. And he was someone who's quite typical. So now and again, he would come to see me asking for sleeping tablets. We haven't covered that, actually, sleeping tablets and whether they're a good idea. My view is, do you know what? For a very short period of time, I don't have a problem with them, but they're not a long-term solution. The times that I will tend to prescribe them is if someone is absolutely, you know, at their wit's end and hasn't slept and just wants to get back into a rhythm, if you like. So I often say, look, try one tablet tonight, try one tomorrow night, and try the third night without, you know, try and see if you can manage without after two nights. But they're not to be recommended because they're sort of creating an artificial type of sleep. And really what we want to achieve with sleep is something called restorative sleep. There was this theory called the restorative theory of sleep, quite old-fashioned. But in terms of stages of sleep, you really want to get into this deep type of sleep, or delta wave sleep, which is proper sleep in inverted commas. Easier said than done, but I know many of you listening will just know when you've had a really good night's sleep. Interestingly, years ago, someone lent me a heart rate variability monitor, and it tracked me for 72 hours, you know, while I was sleeping as well. And certain things really disrupt your quality of sleep, including your heart rate variability, alcohol being one of them, funnily enough. So there are lots of factors involved in that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's also sleep apnea, which is a breathing condition. Often presents with very heavy snoring and interrupted breathing in the night where you just stop breathing and, you know, people's partners say, look, he just stops breathing for 10 seconds and then suddenly sounds like he's choking. That needs addressing professionally and sleep studies. So what are, you know, the basic things that we can do for sleep? As I said, you know, if you've got long-term sleep issues, you're probably going to need something like CBT, but the bottom line from all the experts, and there are so many amazing people that inhabit this world of sleep and circadian rhythm, you know, Matthew Walker, Sachin Panda, Russell Foster, Stephanie Romoszewski. Firstly, don't worry too much about it. You know, whatever you think is normal for you probably is. We're all individual. Secondly, try and stick to a sleep schedule. Thirdly, don't exercise too late in the day just before you go to bed, because that's not going to help. The basics about caffeine and alcohol, which we've covered. Avoid large meals before bedtime. Again, digestion won't work very well and that will disrupt your sleep. Make sure your bedroom's not too hot. And making sure that your light exposure is appropriate. So exposure to daylight when you're awake first thing in the morning and limiting light late in the day when you're trying to get to sleep. I hope that's been interesting and I hope that's helped. I want to just thank my good friend Johnny Malik for suggesting the topic over dinner last week. He's currently likely to be jet lagged, so I hope you're listening to this. Wow, that's an episode in itself, isn't it? Jet lag. Anyway, do let me know your thoughts. Are you someone who's an insomniac? Have you found anything that really helps? And share your stories. And do keep the suggestions coming. They're great. I really do love them. I do look at all of them, but it's very difficult to reply to them at times. And thank you again for your support. Remember, the British Podcast Awards, the Listener's Choice Award, would be a wonderful one to win. And if you've got time, please do nominate Saving Lives in Slow Motion for that. Until next time, do stay well, take care, and look after yourself. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.